Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk coming to you live. And it is after Christmas. Thank the Lord Jesus, our Father in heaven, and all your prayers. I'm still here. It's 12/28/2023. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, my voice has been preserved by the Lord. That's a miracle. I'm here past Christmas as I wanted to be. That's a miracle by the Lord Jesus. And thank you for all your prayers and all your assistance. Now, people say, well, you know, you sound really good. You sound like you're all healed up and cured, you know, and all. Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I still can't walk without a walker, and I can't walk very far with it, but I'm getting a little better, a few more steps a day. But I'm telling you, without the oxygen that I'm on, I can't breathe worth a hootie. You know, I just can't do it. So just to let you know, please pray for medical miracles from the Lord Jesus that he would remove the cancer from my body and restore me back to health, okay? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus, and I pray that you all would out there would assist me with that as well. And thank you for the Christmas cards and all the different letters and all the different emails. You can reach me at RadioHawk777@hotmail.com on the email. And excuse me. And you can reach me at the mail address, Hawk 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas 66208. Hawk, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas 66208. And may Lord Jesus, return anything you might send 10,000-fold. I don't know what I'm going to need, but it's considerable, I'm sure. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're at a time when we're in the Gog Magog War. We're in the Gog Magog War, and as Brother Quayle had on his site, he had on his podcast, as 2.0. Are we about to see the destruction of Damascus? Well, the Israelis have been smacking the heck out of Syria with their air bombardments because of what Syria and everything is doing. And but the United States ain't doing doodly squat. We're hitting little bitty targets when we should be smacking the crap out of the Houthis. And, you know, I don't say that we should just attack all along the line or start the World War III, but I'm going to tell you, I believe it's going to happen anyway. I believe it's going to happen anyway, and the fact of the matter is that when Ronald Reagan hit the oil, Ronald Reagan hit Israeli, or excuse me, hit when Ronald Reagan hit oil platforms and ships in Iran, they shut the heck up. So I don't know. I don't know exactly what to tell you other than that we need to get ready to smack the crap out of somebody because they're going to do it to us first. That's my opinion. That's my view. Now, the attacks in Gaza by the Israelis, they're just going after in the central and southern part now of Gaza. And they're they are, thank you, they're MC, MCS. God bless you, too. Anyway, they're smacking the heck out of them, and the Israeli deaths of their IDF troopers are going up too. But I'm going to say this. We've got over 200, almost 260,000 or better invaders coming in through the lower southern border from the United States. They're also coming in from Canada as well. And they come in from the coasts in ships and in shipping containers. But when you're talking about over 250,000 people in 1 month, well, that's in 4 months, that's 1 million people. 7.9 or 7.6 million since Biden's been in office. 7.6 million people. Well, my lands, Kansas don't have 7.6 million people in the entire state. Neither do a lot of states. That would be one of the largest, you know, one of the largest cities in the country, a large metro area. So when you're looking at that, and we're also hearing, I've heard now that the total or the figure is it costs the United States taxpayers about $5 billion a month, $5 billion a month. And they keep coming day after day after day, and now there's 8,000-10,000 of them in Mexico. And the dadgum stinking, blinking, linking, and winking, and Commissar Mayorkas, they didn't do diddly shit, excuse my French, in Mexico. And the Mexicans say, hey, it's not our problem, it's your problem, it's somebody else's problem, because we're not going to have to pay for them to stay here. And meanwhile, Biden's in St. Croix, getting a suntan on his popo and sleeping in, going to, you know, getting up at, 8 o'clock and, you know, having his lunch or breakfast lunch and then going to bed about 2 and having, a nice little cat nap and getting up for supper and then going to bed about by 9 or 10 probably down there. Meanwhile, he can visit his banks, certain banks, and Hunter didn't drive or fly on Air Force One, but Hunter could just as easily be down there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to get clipped. I'm telling you, we're about to get clipped, no matter what you say, no matter what anybody else is saying. And I'm going to say this, go and get as much food, long-term storage food, canned goods, as you possibly can. I can only tell you that. If we lose a carrier group, or we lose a destroyer, or we lose a spy ship, or a part of a carrier group in the Red Sea, in the Med, then this thing goes wild weasel. But on the other hand, Red China Joe doesn't want anybody to head back in Iran or at any of the others. Or the Houthis. Definitely not the Red Chinese. But the Red Chinese are, their military is building up crazy like. And meanwhile, we don't have any munitions. We don't have the top-of-the-line Tomahawks or the other missile systems. They're getting scarce and scarce and scarce. We don't have the artillery shells. We don't have anything. And they're not being made. And gunpowder is no longer being made in the United States. Consequently, it needs to be made here. You need to contact your representatives. You need to contact your U.S. senators. And you need to tell them what needs to happen. And meanwhile, all of it that you can get, ammunition, gunpowder, if you're a loader, and I'm going to tell you, it's going to get more expensive, and disappear. So get the shells themselves. Get the shells themselves. Thousands and thousands and thousands of rounds of ammunition for whatever it is you shoot. You need to have the food. need to have the food to feed your family for a year or 3.5 years. It's just going to be out of this world crazy to eat. And gold, 2069.17. Today, right before I came on, silver, 2402. Platinum, 10.1370. It was up $10.73. Okay. And now you got Biden and all the people in the government trying to pick candidates. Although I guess it looks like that the Secretary of State says Trump will be on the ballot in Colorado, but you got other states. RFK Jr. says we're headed to a system where the elites will pick our leadership. Well, I mean, that's like in Bolivia. The head, you know, one of the people that's the head candidate that's against the existing party and the existing El Presidente or whatever in Bolivia, they've had him in jail for over a year. Well, that's what Biden is trying to do with Trump. And I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm telling you, I still don't think there's going to be an election. I don't think there's going to be an election. I really do not. For the president. And if there isn't, then you're going to see stuff that you never want to believe. Almost all of the sea containers and stuff that are go through the Red Sea or that go through the Suez and the oil tankers, and that's about, 12% of the world trade that goes through that area. Now they're not going to go through. And they're going to avoid the route after all the attacks by the Houthis as provided money and provided military and provided rockets and missiles to the Houthi rebels. The Iranians have. Meanwhile, most U.S. public pensions, like California and different states and government, a lot of the public pension investments are going into Red China. And Red China is telling the Taiwanese that certain things don't happen in their elections or if certain things do, then the Red Chinese are going to attack them. So we got this war, the Gog-Magog War, and going into a World War III. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I can hardly breathe. And I got 6 liters of portable oxygen rolling here. So without that, I'm not talking to you. I'm just trying to say that. But I'm going to keep doing it as long as I can do it because I'm supposed to. The Lord Jesus, I was recruited by the Archangel Michael to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and to warn the remnant of what is to come and how to prepare. And I am telling you, you need to prepare with food, water. A lot of people haven't seen it, but the Berkey filtration, the water system, they have gone out of business. And I was looking, I didn't get a chance to look, but I'm going to look here. I'm going to look, see for Berkey filters and see if anybody else is selling them. It's interesting to see that. But if you can't get those, you better get others that will fit them, okay? You got to better get those that will fit them. And I don't know who's going to sell them or who's going to make them. I'm looking here at another one, blemish filtration or blemish Berkey systems. USA Berkey filters. But they're out of stock on almost all those filters, too. I'm looking at it now. They're out of stock on certain things. They've got Blemish Go Berkey Kit, 1 quart with black Berkey primer. blemish big Berkey system, 2 1/4 gallon with 2 black Berkeys. So they do have some stuff still on sale here. And this is at usaberkeyfilters.com. usaberkeyfilters.com. I would tell you to go to them and to get any filtration systems or any of the Berkey systems you can get while you can still get them. Let me pull down further on this to see what they're saying here. They've got Berkey Light filtration systems, okay? I would tell you that I would go and look at it. Go and look at it. You better believe it. But the Berkey waterfilter.com, it's gone out of business. Quite interesting. Water is going to be used against people. Or the lack thereof. I'll tell you what, if you can get to it, if you're in a city or a mid-sized city or something, see if you can get to a rural area that's not too far outside of town that has a spring-fed lake or a pretty good lake or has a spring-fed pond or a good river, you know, something that can provide water. I would look to see if you could find a spring-fed lake. And I would see if I could get out there, if I could get some kind of a small RV or some kind of a small setup, a shed, you know. Get one of the Home Depot sheds or the Lowe's sheds where they're, you know, 2 or 3 people could live in them. And you got them up on some blocks or something or up on some stones. And then get you some Berkey filtration systems or Aqua Rain or Katie Dine or Pure, P-U-R, but get plenty of those things and then get you plenty of storage containers. That's the other thing, storage containers. I'm going to tell you this stuff again and again and again, and until more people get it, you're not going to get it. I could use more storage containers myself. I've got some big 55-gallon drums, but I do have some of the others. But right now I'm trying to stay in the game. Trying to stay in the game. And may Lord Jesus come to me, pull all of the cancer out of my body and restore my bodily systems and restore me to health. And I'm so glad I can be on with you. And so glad I can be on with you. And much thanks to all the prayers going up. I can feel them. And I'm going to tell you, Brother Quayle has talked to me about all the people who have contacted him about me. And all of those. God bless all of them. Pray for Brother Quayle. Pray for the Nunamakers. And the Nunamakers are going gangbusters with their people. And if you can help them at all, the Lord Jesus will return that to you 10,000-fold. Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, with a Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. May Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. Brother Steve Quayle, you can reach him at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. Or stevequayle.com, stevequayle.com, and then hit the contact thing on the emails. Hit the contact thing on the emails. And Steve's got gold or silver. You can get his podcast, his private briefings, all of the different things. Oh, now I see Maine has barred Trump from the ballots. Maine bars Trump from the ballot as U.S. Supreme Court weighs state authority to block former President Trump from being on the ballots. Okay. So I'll tell you what, this thing is not a done deal. You're going to have to protect yourself and protect your own family. You're just going to have to do it. But go to one of these rural lakes, these little, it's got some bushes, trees, not bushes, but you know, a little forest or some trees around it. And you don't want the huge lake, but see if you can find a smaller lake where you can get a lot or get something there or park your RV there in an RV park where it's inexpensive. Some of them have the setups. And some of those are, you know, like a regular RV park, 35 to 55 a night, something like that. You can stop that. But there are others that you can park your RV in an RV park setup for less than that. You can get lots sometimes. Sometimes get lots that are RV lots that are inexpensive. On some of these lakes, you know, a couple grand, $3,000, $2,000, $3,000. Not the big amount of monies. And then sometimes you can get those. And then with a solar type system, the solar generator type systems, you can keep your batteries charged up and live in those year round. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but you'd better get going on to something. You'd better get going on to it. Brother Quail has got a lot of information coming in from the private areas. And I would tell you this, that 406-586-4840, you tell them Old Hawk sent you. And whatever Steve Quail book you can still get, go ahead and get that book. Whatever he's still got available, ask them, what ones do you have available that you can send to me with my order on gold or silver? Or my other order to get the private briefings or the Q-Files 2.0 or whatever. On the podcast. Consequently, ladies and gentlemen, if you hear Tyler or Steve's son, or you get Steve, or if you get Daryl, his manager, you say hello to him for me. Anyway, let me get to another story here. I had looked up just a second. One of the CBS News reporters makes dark predictions of a black swan event in 2024. And remember, we had the Deagle report that Steve and myself and others brought out back a few years ago that said that the population of the United States would be, you know, only about around a third of what it is was in 2017. And that would be around 100 million people, 99 million, as opposed to 317 or 320 million or whatever it is. Now, on the one hand, they're bringing in all the illegal aliens, and somebody knows something because the Pentagon is talking about a 973% increase in heart problems due to the vaccines. But this Catherine Herridge made a dark prediction about the 2024 will produce a black swan event, which will shock the world. And She was asking a roundtable discussion by Margaret Brennan about what she could expect to see unfold in the coming years. She said, well, mine's a little dark. I just feel a lot of concern that 2024 may be the year of the Black Swan event. This will be a national security event with a high impact that's very hard to predict. Ongoing wars and U.S. division inside the United States are factors contributing fertile ground for our adversaries like North Korea, China, and Iran to take advantage of. Black Swan events defined as a major catalyzing event that seems unpredictable at the time. Excuse me. But with the benefit of hindsight, seemed inevitable. The event must have an extreme impact when it occurs, which examples, including the subprime mortgage crisis of 2007 in America. There are a number of other concerns that have the factor that are into that. And it could be the Gog-Magog War. It could be the EMP takeout of the grid in the United States. And I don't know, man, but this thing is just, it's going to get wild weasel. Going to get wild weasel, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know exactly what happens, but you'd better have your game plan. You better have your game plan. God bless you, Diane, out there in the old stagecoach stop. And may you say hello to my buddy, the old sheriff, the old stagecoach stop out there. Lord Jesus, and the prayers you have sent to him, I'll tell you, that's why I'm on air. And God bless you out there. And may those tough little dogs and the big dogs protect all your flock. So anyway, I've made it through Christmas. I'd like to make it through the first quarter, definitely, or actually, I'd like to make it through the end of April. That'd be real nice. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will sustain me, and Lord Jesus, I pray that you will come down and you will remove the cancer from my body and restore my bodily system, restore me back to health. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, then I think a nice 4th of July would be a good time as a six-month goal. And I will hopefully I'll be on air with you. Hopefully I'll be on air with you. Oh, but if I was to get taken by the Lord, I'm going to tell you, when you're with the Lord Jesus and he's with you, then you know where you're going to go. You know you're going to heaven and to be with him for everlasting life. Read Matthew 24, Matthew 25. Read Luke 21, and I'm going to tell you what, read for sure, read John 14. Anybody that believeth on him shall ever have everlasting life with Jesus in heaven. And anything that you ask in his name, and his name is Jesus. Anything you ask in his name, and his name is Jesus, he will do or try to do because he wants to glorify our Father in heaven, and be glorified in the Son. And he also tells you in John 14, he tells you, if you would like for him to manifest himself to you, if he wants you to, you want to see Lord Jesus, he tells you what to do. And I suggest that you all avail yourself of that. Because when you see him and he sees you, and you look in his eyes and he looks upon you and you feel his tremendous power and his tremendous glory, then there is no question in your mind about where you will go if you're with him and he's with you. Oh, Lord Jesus. And what a miracle. What a miracle I'm here. What a miracle I'm past Christmas as I wished. And I tell you what, people say, oxygen. No, I'm on 6 liters of oxygen on a portable right now. And then I have a big oxygen, bigger oxygen stuff that's a machine. And I do four to five on it. Because I going down to a 2 and a 1, it just don't work. And then when I take myself off the oxygen, and I'm just telling you where I'm really at, so I could use you, any prayer that you have for me. Any assistance is most welcome, most needed. And I will say this. Without it, I can breathe a little bit, but my lungs don't inflate. The one part of my lung, the right lung, doesn't inflate very well. And then I'll have to see how we do. When we get the second CAT scan or the another CAT scan after a fourth round of chemo coming up after the 5th of January. May Lord Jesus, may you have them provide me with the best possible things. I'm also doing the ivermectin. And then I don't have the ability yet to get the pebenazole because I still have to pay my insurances and different stuff every month, all the things to stay in the game with the insurance, the Medicare supplements, the Medicare supplements for drugs and all the different things. Any assistance most needed and welcome. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know where we're going to be in a month or so, but I would say this. You need to protect yourselves and your family against the oncoming rush of all the illegal immigrants, including the Red Chinese, the Russians, the Africans, all of the different people that are going to be under the employ, you see, of the cartels and the Red Chinese, providing them with weapons, or with Red China Joe providing them with weapons, and the replacement of Christian patriots and veterans and goodness knows, white people by other races to be done on a whole different scale. But primarily veterans and Christians and Jewish people and all kind of people that are just constitutionalists, Bill of Rights people. Oh, man. Oh, Lord Almighty. I don't know if you looked at some of the storms and things, but we had a lot of different storms. You can look at the Mimic-TPW version 2. At tropic.ssec.wisc.edu, MIMIC, MIMIC, and just go MIMIC, University of Wisconsin, EDU. And then you can watch the different domains and the different things. And I think you're going to see this start to act up again. And I'm not so sure we're not going to have cold weather yet. We weren't supposed to have it, and then all of a sudden those storms popped up. But we haven't had a big Canadian downblast quite as yet, or Arctic downblast really yet. But I believe we may still have some of that, and then we'll get really bad. So prepare like you're going to have that to come. Prepare like you're going to have an EMP strike, where the power grid goes out. It'll be out for, once the U.S. power grid goes out, it's going to be out for a minimum of 18 months before they could put it back up. And even that's if they have all of the machinery and have all the power substation transformers and wires and all the things and the trucks, and that the interstates are just not, and the roads are just not filled with, you know, to a parking lot size, to where they have to take some kind of a machinery to knock the trucks off the roads to get the power line trucks to the power lines or to the substations or to the iron giants. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen. You can reach me at RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. If you want to email me. And anybody who's sent me a card or letter or sent the email in there, go ahead and email me, and I'll try to get back with you and just reference it. And God bless you all. Oh, man. When they come here and they declare the martial law, which they will have to do as they go to war, which they have to do to go to war, to my old friend who has been the, Ben the Beagle, who is a noted bear chaser, black bear chaser in the Alleghenies. Yeah. He could send me a little bit. Wouldn't be good. Wouldn't be bad. He's asked me, he's got a little extra ivermectin. Yeah. So, I don't need tons of it every month or something like that, but just to, you know, I need to do that, and I keep buying that, and I'm also trying to maybe get the dog fabendazole, and I just have to do it. But my problem is not necessarily that. My problem is staying in the game. And as the new year dawns, then there's a whole nother healthcare insurance and all the stuff, and you got deductibles and all that. It's just a mess. It's going to be a mess. But I thank you all out there for everything you do for me, and you kept me in the game. Thanks to the Lord Jesus for over 19 and a half years. Over 19 and a half years. I'll tell you what. The muscles in my arms and legs, all over my body, you know, losing all the weight I've lost and just the chemo. I'm not trying to talk about all this tonight, but I'm just trying to tell you a little bit about me and where I'm at. So I'm going to tell you what, I still got a trigger finger, and I can still put a rifle or a shotgun up or pull a pistol, and always, no matter where I go, and now I have to, somebody has to drive me basically to go somewhere, and I don't try to go too many places. I stick around the house. But I've got the doors covered, and I can pull a piece and put a lot of firepower downrange in a quick minute. And I could still fight if necessary. I could still go hand-to-hand if necessary, and I guarantee I can knock some people out. I got enough power in me just to do that, I guarantee you, because I used to could do that. I used to could knock a guy out. And I think I could still do it, you know, one or two, but not five or six. But don't think you got me or come to me, because I'll lay up 100 outside before you get in here. I'll lay 100 of you up. Anybody wants to come for me. And then I know where I'm going. And if not, and you don't know where you're going, I guarantee you're going to hell. And when Lucifer's down there, he's going to whip you with the lash. And then he's going to heal you back up and whip you with a lash again in an eternal torment. In an eternal torment. Don't you think it's easier to repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior? And when you feel that, when you know that that's the case, and he starts to wash you clean, he starts to wash you clean, you'll start to feel it. So, yes, to my buddy in the Alleghenies, yes, a little bit. Oh, yeah. Thank you for all your prayers, all your different things. Yes, sir. Wes Seymour and the beekeepers, all the different people. Those in Northern California. God bless you. The Okohasset Road weather station out there. God bless you guys. All the different ones. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a little bit tired tonight, and I'm sorry I'm not filled with the peppercorn that I've had in the last few times, but I've got at least my voice here, at least the voice. And I'm going to tell you, these munitions and all the things, the missiles, we do not have them. And if you don't have gunpowder, you're going to run out of the basically the small arms rounds. Going to run out of the small arms round. I think the article is right here, Shrunken Arsenal. Let's see if you haven't seen it. It's Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. Shrunken Arsenal, alarming decline of U.S. munitions. And as fighting ranges in the Middle East, Europe, and China looms as a threat, America's dwindling arsenal of high-end munitions emerges at alarming crisis. The U.S., once a fortress of military might, now faces the prospect of a munitions deficit and an era brimming with uncertainties. The desperate situation demands the development of a national critical munitions stockpile. Oh, yeah, plus the long-term storage of gasoline and oil. Europeans' weapons makers are overwhelmed and struggling to meet Ukraine's consumption of more than 6,000 artillery rounds each day during peak counteroffensive fighting. Oh, yeah. So the U.S. has given all theirs up. Israel had to give a lot of theirs up early on. Now they need all they can get. We got Taiwan. The Red Chinese have already told Biden they're going to invade it or attack Taiwan and take it. They already told him. But I'll tell you what, they want to come to this country. They want to fight some Yankee dogs and some Southern boys. I'll tell you what, I guarantee you they're going to latch on with their teeth to some dogs they can't fight. And I'm going to guarantee you, if you have children or grandchildren, you ought to have them enrolled right now in some kind of a martial arts. Have them enrolled in martial arts, but you ought to also be showing them how to shoot the 22 long rifles, the 410 or the 20 gauge or the 12 gauge shotguns or other rifles. As long as they can heft it to their shoulder and put that downrange safely for target practice or for hunting, then you better be showing them how to do it. And you need to be doing it too. You need to be doing it too. Because when they come, they're going to come for you. They're going to come directly for you. Come directly for you, and they're going to come, and they're going to do it just like the Canadian general even said it a few years back in the 2005 range when somebody overheard one of them say it. Stupid Americans. When we come to your house, and meaning when, you know, that when the North American group comes to the house to take it over under a martial law, you see. U.S. and Canadian forces, all right? That when they come to the house. And the first person that asks any question, why are you coming here? It's going to be pop, pop, two in the head and put your women and children into and take your house and all your stuff in it. Take your women and children, put them on trucks and take them to a concentration camp and to do whatever they want with them. I'm going to tell you, do not go into their loose berry knife without a fight. You know what I mean? Don't sit there and, you know, get taken and give up or what have you. You fight tooth and nail. If you got nothing more than a garbage can lid and a kitchen knife, then you use that. You get you a Louisville Slugger. You get you one of them hatchets. You get you an axe. You get a tire iron or one of them, one of those dadgum sticks, the big sticks or axe handles, and you go at it tooth and nail. You go at a tooth and nail, and you whack them, and you whack them, and you put them between their eyes. And if Lucy himself comes to you, you hit him, and you hit him in between his eyes. And you ask Lord Jesus to strike blows against him while you're there with you and to help you to take out the Lucys. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, we're going to need it. 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 Ah, man. Domestic insurgency and declaration of martial law. Top secret. Put out by, after the November 2008 presidential election, George Bush signed decision directives, which were embodied in the following U.S. Army document, Domestic Insurgency and Declaration of Martial Law. And I'll tell you what, they're going to come for the bank accounts. They're going to come for your gold, your silver. They're going to come for your food. The Third World War, Albert Pike, it's going to happen. Going to happen. Thank you for all being out there. I'd like to see if I can get through the end of April, you know. That would be real nice. For that matter, I'd like to get, you know, see, you know, through the end of January, the end of February, the end of March, the end of April. And if you pray for a medical miracle, to the Lord Jesus to remove my cancer and to restore me back to health. That is what I would have you to do. And tonight I would pray for all those who have the cancer themselves or the heart trouble. Lord Jesus, go to everybody in the audience that you know, Lord, and you know who they are. Remove the disease, remove the heart problems, remove the cancers, remove all of the different elements that they may have and restore them back to health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Your name I pray, Lord Jesus. So now Maine, they're going to knock Trump off the ballot. And I'll tell you what, I hope the Maine maniacs get it together up there and start to understand that they're going to have to change the way they're voting. Change the way they're voting. Let's go on to the new year. You better believe it. Go on to the new year. All my friends out there. Ah, man, oh, man. To Central Illinois, to Chicago, to South Carolina, and a lot in North Carolina, a lot of good folk in North Carolina, West Virginia, Ohio, Alleghenies, California, New Mexico, Missouri, Western Kansas, old iron sight shooters, all the good people, Texas, God bless Texas, and all those down in the crossroads, you better be watching real close, like, because they're coming into your areas, and they're going to start hitting your trains before you know it. They're going to start hitting your trains and hitting your oil tanks and the different things that you might have there. So make one more round. Make one more round at night and to tell all your people there that they'd better have everything at the ready, and they better start protecting with their own security, their own properties, their own businesses. Oh, man. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, this stuff has been in my bones, and my bones hurt, and then they also give certain shots where they try to stimulate in the bone marrow. They give you a shot to stimulate the creation of white blood cells, and then that makes the bone marrow and all of it hurt too. I thank you for all you do for me. I thank you for keeping me in the game with all your prayers, and the Lord Jesus keeping me through the Christmas season. And God bless everyone, and God bless the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven for letting me experience Christmas. And now let's go after the first of the year. Let's go after the first of the year. Ah, yes. And I tell you what, the Lord Jesus needed my voice, apparently, and he preserved my voice. And I'm going to stay here to warn you and to keep you in the game as much as possible. And all over the United States, we've got to watch out for when things turn. They may turn, and there are going to be a whole lot of people that are in law enforcement or in the federals, in the military, the North American commands, that are going to go with the bad stuff and turn on American citizens. Now, there's a lot that won't. But when they start offering, allegedly, free, you know, placement of your family members or your buddies and friends in certain camps for protection, unknown to other people, well, then you better watch out. Then they're going to have them to control you. Remember when Brother Greg Evenson used to talk about that back 10, 12, 15 years ago, that the Illinois State Troopers had a red file already that was a disc that in case of a certain command, they were to open that. And it had all their stuff on it right there. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. You stand for Lord Jesus. You stand for your family, your Bill of Rights, your farm, your ranch, your business, or your car. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows. Strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, against the enemies of Bill of Rights and constitutional Americans. Strike blows against them from space. Oh, I'm Mickey Lapua. I know you're ready. Mickey, you stay on the optics, but Mickey, no matter whether you're on the optics or hand-to-hand, you be ready to go, Mick, because I'm tell you what, they ain't going to beat you. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And for all those out there, Road and Track, little L, you need to be also thinking about all of the other things, not only for the physical fitness and for the ninja ways and for the hand-to-hand ways, but also think about the other things that your daddy can show you with the rifles or the pistols or revolvers, and also think about things like how to run solar generators, how to run generators, and have him teach you those things. How to make a simple electric circuit. How to get water out of the ground and pump it. How to use basic pumps to do that, or ram-type pumps to pump water even uphill. How to purify water. All of those things we need to know about and need to have the kids know about it. And buy books. Sometimes these computers ain't going to work. You might have your own power, and you might have some computers that are off the grid and your stuff. And if you're lucky, you didn't know how to do all of that, that's good. But buy books. Print out PDFs. How to Survive Nuclear War, Crescent Carney. Excellent. It's PDF form on for free up online. How to Survive Nuclear War by Crescent, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y. any of the different free PDFs, any of it. Get it down on paper, put it in the plastic sleeves, and then also any kind of a group commands or the different things for your family, or tell them what to do in case you were not there, where to pick the kids up from school, where they should go if they can't get picked up, who they should contact. And you'll have a situation where sometime you won't be able to go and get the kids. They need to be able to go somewhere else, but they also need to be able to, if you can't pick them up there, go to the third place. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be pretty wild. Morrissey, God bless you. Oh, man. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about ready to head off the air. Not quite yet, but go out tonight. If you can't do anything else, but get yourself another can of Progresso soup or chunky soup. Get the ones where you got the meat, potatoes, the vegetables, and the gravy and all right there in the can. You got to get the ones that have the long-term storage food, the freeze-dried or the dehydrated, the Mountain Houses, the Wise, the Four Patriots, the different ones. Get as much of that as you possibly can. And if one can, just on the chunky or the Progresso, if one can is one ration for a person a day. Think about that. If you could get two cans, what a blessing that would be. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for the Bill of Rights, your business. And you be prepared when they come down the road that you lay the fire down on them. You wade into them. You take their supply lines and put them to your use. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. I pray I'll be up with you tomorrow night as well. Thanks for all you do. And help to keep me in the game with prayer and any assistance much needed and wanted. Good night.